This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Curtis Yarvin is scary, but not alone. Months ago, Social Policy, the Quarterly Journal, led its spring issue with an anonymously written report that was being passed hand-to-hand among the cognoscenti of Silicon Valley and the Bay Area of California. The piece was well-researched and detailed in its analysis of the thinking and impact of Curtis Yarvin on tech billionaires and, even more frighteningly, many others in the political world as well. Volume 55.1 is still in front of the paywall for another month or more, so if you have the courage, read it at your peril. The simplest description of Yarvin that has now become popularized in many larger formats is to call him a techno-monarchist. In other words, someone who wants an all-powerful ruler, like a king, and a more efficient, competent government and technical future in America, much like a fascist. If I were to phrase his philosophy in Trump terms, he would say, democracy is for losers. He would have the United States run by a monarch, much like a company's chief executive officer, preferably a tech type. It's hard not to think that Elon Musk would be fine for him, and then, with that insight, find ourselves running into the street screaming, help! Although Social Policy was among the first to sound the alarm, disturbingly, Yarvin and his fan club now show up prominently in the big league publications like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Although Yarvin tries to sneak around the impact of his advocacy by passing himself off as just an internet blogger, it's inevitable that such treatments have the effect of legitimizing his arguments for some people. His attacks on universities, government employees, separation of powers, and so much else find support in Project 2025, which continues to be the plague infecting the Trump administration, its practices, and policies. Recently, a long article in the Journal is a good example of how this virus spreads, even as the authors try to distance themselves in a classic two-handed approach with Yarvin on the one hand and an arch-conservative Catholic political philosopher pining for the imagined good old days on the other. They come together on their distaste for equity in the DEI whipping dog. They posit that Vice President J.D. Vance is the moderator of this ideological civil war within the conservative movement, which is also enough to keep most of us up at night. It's hard to believe that Trump pays any attention to much of this, but goodness knows he should, because almost all of them are a threat to democracy in one way or another. They predict a point where one side wins and the other loses, but given the current administration, the only thing really clear is that we all will lose. Please read and learn all about this and take action accordingly and immediately. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.